Break it down. What is animation? What does that look like for your content creation and things?
Perfect. So I always like to say animation is like...
And it's engaging and it simplifies something that is usually very intimidating and complicated.
I love creating educational videos that have a purpose behind it. Like, you know, like I mentioned, financial literacy, what it means to vote, how important it is, especially in...
What keeps you going? What keeps you energized and keeps that passion?
I'm the type of person, I can't give up. I'm competitive. So I used to play sports in high school. I got to win. You know, you don't always win, but even when you lose, just getting up the next day and be like.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we are sitting down with another one of our local entrepreneurs to learn about their business, their passion, and just different ways that they can give back to the community and give back to other businesses and help them building their next successful day. Guys, I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to welcome Mr. TJ, the man, the legend, of TJ's Animation Workshop. TJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I need to know all about you, how your dream of TJ's Animation became a reality. You're a pretty young fella and you are rocking the business scene right at the moment.
I appreciate it. So TJ's Animation Workshop started as a school project. I didn't have a dream of creating animation. I really didn't know animation really could be a career. But I did a William Shakespeare project. I ended up getting an A. Funny thing about that story is I didn't cross any check marks off the rubric that the teacher gives you. But I got an A anyway because it was animation. And so a few years later, I created another animated video for myself to launch this app. And then from there, I just started making animated videos for businesses. So I actually found that career by accident, but it's just like every year, you know, something just pushed me to keep going. And here I am now.
I love that. So many great things are stumbled upon by accident, but you find something that you do well and that you enjoy. And it's like the stars align and I guess that is your secret to success because you were able to just put all of those things together.
Well, I'm a really ride the wave type of person. And so I'm looking at different ways that I can just stay in my passion because I'm the type of person, if I get bored, I'm not going 110% in it. And animation has been able to keep me intrigued because I get a chance to work with different businesses and different industries, tell their story, educate their consumers on different things that they do. And so it just gives me a chance to kind of bounce around in different industries and kind of keep me engaged.
I love that. So for the people that don't know or don't really get it, break it down. What is animation? What does that look like for your content creation and things?
Perfect. So I always like to say animation is like the cartoons, but in my industry, I'm using it for businesses. So like whenever I say animation or cartoons, a lot of businesses are like, well, so it's for kids or, you know, it's not for serious businesses. And I say that's quite the opposite because we use animation for training, education. So picture if you get onboarded at a job, they may show you a series of animated videos to teach you how to do the job or the culture. Or picture you go to YouTube, you're trying to learn about financial literacy. You know, we can have a series of animated videos that teach about financial literacy. And so animation is a great way to keep your audience engaged, break down complex topics to make them simple to understand. And they're really fun to watch and really get people attention on social media. So that's why I like to break it down like that. Cartoons that can bring in more customers.
Hey friends, Kristen here with a quick thank you to our sponsor, DeSoto Athletic Club. The DAC has been part of DeSoto County since 1999, and they've reimagined fitness. No one-size-fits-all memberships. At DAC, you're in control. From group fitness to recovery services, you pick what fits your lifestyle. All of it starting at just $24.99. Because fitness isn't just about a building, it's about building a better you. Learn more at DACSouthhaven.com. That's DACSouthhaven.com. And I know you've done several videos for the chamber. One of my favorites is actually the one that you did. You can, guys, if you're members and you get our newsletter, you can find it because it's talking about your right to vote and why it's important to go and vote. And you did an amazing job with your animation and the creations there, really breaking it down and making it simple for anybody, even new people that are just turning 18 and old enough to vote. And they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And it's engaging and it simplifies something that is usually very intimidating and complicated.
I love creating educational videos that have a purpose behind it. Like, you know, like I mentioned, financial literacy, what it means to vote, how important it is, especially in this digital age right now, trying to get the younger generation to come out and vote more. I love projects that have a purpose with it and educating people on new things. And so I feel like animation is my way to kind of impact the world. That's why I love working with chambers, nonprofits, because I feel like I can have a little piece in the impact and helping them impact, you know, things like that. And so those are always kind of cool things to hear. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So early on getting started, I know you said that you just kind of stumbled into this because of just your ability and all the things that just kind of came together with your passion for it. What is something that you found was one of the biggest challenges or unique situations early on in the business?
Getting sales and really breaking that down of getting people to really understand what animation was. And so when I would first tell business owners, I'm trying to get customers, when I first tell them I create animation, they're like, that's cool. What's that? And so, you know, I would tell them and then they'd be like, everybody needs this. But one of the things is they themselves didn't buy in that moment. And so after about 5 to 10 times of kind of going through that same process, telling somebody, they said it's cool, everybody needs it, but they not buy. I finally asked somebody, I was like, do you know how you would use animation in your business? And they were like, no idea. And so I started putting in my pitch just different examples of how I can see them use animation or how I've seen somebody in their similar situation use animation. So for example, if I were talking to you, I would say, hey, I create animated videos so that audiences can use it to educate or put on their website or YouTube channel so that they can educate people, bring in more customers because everybody needs more customers, or just simply explain a complex topic that they can't get people to grasp. And so right there, it kind of gets your mind on ideas of, well, yeah, I've been in real estate trying to get people to understand the process, or I've been in financial literacy trying to get people to understand how different percentages work. And so now I'm kind of relating it to you. But I also feel like getting customers is probably the biggest problem that a lot of businesses have, because marketing is a uncertain field. Like, you can put in 40 hours every week in marketing and still not get the results you're looking for. And so you're not always promised a return on investment on your time when it comes to trying to get customers. And so I'll say that's still one of the biggest hurdles in a business.
And it's funny because no matter what business, no matter what industry you're in, that is something that everybody struggles with.
Right.
But it's almost like yours is completely backwards. Most, they struggle because they're one in a sea of 1,000 that do exactly what they do.
Right.
So they're just one little fish in a big old giant pond. You have this great, innovative, unique idea. I mean, it's not unique. It's been around forever. Right. But as far as an individual small business owner, I'm going to do this thing in DeSoto County, Tate County, wherever. It is unique.
Right.
There aren't people around that are competing for that market. So it's almost the opposite problem, but the same problem at the same time.
Right. Yeah. And one thing I realized when you're trying to get customers, it's going to be one way or the other. Either you're in a sea of a lot of people that do the same thing you do, or either you're a very unique fish in that sea that people need to try to understand. And regardless, one thing I learned is having like a sales process. And so me trying to get customers for my animation business, it had me thinking I need to help other small businesses be able to understand social media, be able to understand marketing. You know, in the age we're in now, artificial intelligence now, AI. And so now we've have opened up a program for digital marketing that focuses on helping people with social media and getting customers through digital marketing. So it's always going to be a process, no matter what business you are in, on getting customers. One thing to figure out is, first, are there a lot of people that do what you do, or are you one of the very unique people that do what you do? And that's one of the first things that you need to be aware of in your business.
So on those hard days when you're going and having to make 10 different touches, did 10 different connections before you get that sale and they see the value and the buy-in, what keeps you going? What keeps you energized and keeps that passion?
I'm the type of person, I can't give up. I'm competitive. So I used to play sports in high school. I got to win. You know, you don't always win, but even when you lose, just getting up the next day and be like, I'm going to do it again. And so I like the challenge. I like the chase. Failure just makes me want to get it even more, because the more I fail, it's like, okay, the win is going to be really worth it. Now, the problem is, once I accomplish the goal, I'm not really content with, you know, I'm ready to move on to the next thing. And so honestly, it's just the persistence of I got to do it. And I'm always questioning and looking deeper into like the purpose, like, am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I doing what I'm called to do? That's always a question. But I enjoy the business and entrepreneurship just because every day feels like a challenge. Every day kind of feels like a game, you know. And at the end of the day in the business, you know, it's not life or death, you know. So if I fail, you know, I can get up the next day and try again. So that also helps me not being afraid to fail, because this mistake is not going to be the end of it. I can try again.
You need to say that again and louder for the people in the back, because that's everybody's biggest fear, is that fear of failure, that fear of rejection, of just not doing or being and accomplishing. And that's huge, because you do. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Okay, they say no. Did you die? No.
And you know, it's funny. I have a history in sales, you know, like sales and marketing, but I actually used to be in stores selling for like a cable company. So I have a history of sales. One of the things people are afraid of that prevents them from going into sales is the fear of rejection. You know, like that person saying, no, I may not get this sale. They may not like me. Social media, people are afraid to get on camera. I don't like my voice. I don't like the way I look on camera. They may not like me, you know, and those are valid reasons on the surface. And so it just takes you looking in the mirror saying, okay, my goals is getting $100,000 in revenue this year. Am I going to let that stop me from getting $100,000 in revenue? Like, the, you know, oh, so what? Nobody likes my voice. So what? I don't like the way I look on camera. Okay. What else? You know, it's so like
pivot and find another way, or move on and do it anyway.
Right, right. Absolutely. And so I feel like that's one thing that has helped set us apart, is I'm not afraid to try new things. I'm not afraid to fail. I don't really care if, you know, I make a bad video, because it's not like somebody's going to screen record that, put it on New York Times billboard, say, hey, look what TJ did. This is horrible. Like, it's not like people forget. And so I kind of had to get over my own self-doubt and just, hey, let's go get it.
Absolutely. So of all of the stuff that you've done in your content creation, in just everything that you've done since you've started TJ's Animation Workshop, is there any one video, any one project that you just loved, that you stood back and was just like, I killed this?
That's an unfair question because
you knew it was coming, though.
I did. So I'll say a project that comes top of mind is one project I work with Mississippi State to create a series of 6 videos that teaches kids how to start a business. And we used a lemonade stand. So it's a storytelling video. And so you're watching these 3 kids with their mentor build a lemonade stand from scratch, from just a simple idea all the way to making it an enterprise. And one thing I love about that video is storytelling. So it's engaging. It's very simple. So even from a kid all the way to an adult, it's lessons that you can take and things that you may not think about as far as the steps to start a business. And then it's just really fun. And it's something simple like a lemonade stand. You can actually go and try those things out. And I partnered with Mississippi State University, so they always look good on the resume as far as credibility with a customer and future client. So that's just one project that comes top of mind. I can name 15 projects where I'm like, my team killed it, and, you know, we're going to do it again. Well, I don't know. A lot of the big projects, you know, I need a break from after doing it.
I need a nap, but yeah. Then we're going to kill it again.
Right. Like, give me a week. We'll get back at it.
That's awesome. Is there anyone that stands out that's just the opposite? I don't want to say like, okay, this client was hard to work with, but like more, this project was really challenging to accomplish the vision.
I'll say this, the Mississippi State project, I wouldn't say it was challenging, but a lot of our best projects were challenging during it. Like a lot of times, the videos would take longer than I would think, or something unexpected would happen that we didn't take into account in the timeline. Maybe we should have added more animators to the project. Maybe there was a misconnect with the clients as far as communication and expectations. Each project always has, well, I say each big project always has an unexpected turn that at this point I just come to expect. At this point, I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm like, it's going to be something that comes up. So honestly, I learned something with every project. I'll say that.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. Well, as you're growing your business, you're also having to grow in your own knowledge. And who do you have that's kind of in that lane, or maybe not even in that lane, that you see as a mentor, somebody that you look up to that kind of helps you build upon what you're doing now?
So I always was looking for an animation mentor. I never really had one. I had to teach myself, watch YouTube videos, and I mean, I still don't have an animation mentor, but I try to grab different pieces and different things from other people. Like, I don't know, I would say I have a direct mentor right now in this season that I'm in. I did have a mentor at Mississippi State when I was in college that helped me get used to entrepreneurship. He helped teach me a lot about myself. He said I had shiny object syndrome, which is like, I'll see an idea, business, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. So now I'm looking back, I got like 5 things that I'm doing. So I learned that was helpful because I learned that about myself, that I need to just focus in. And that's something that animation has helped me with. I really watch a lot of YouTube videos. I watch, I don't know if you ever heard of Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher.
I have, yes,
so
sir.
I watch a lot of his videos. I watch a lot of sales of videos, people like Zig Ziglar. I'll watch Grant Cardone. So, like, I'll grab a lot of people from, like, YouTube and everything.
Absolutely. To be honest. Grant Cardone's got, he's brilliant. Absolute brilliance.
Yeah.
And the the preacher guy is pretty spiffy too. I've heard him a few times just because I have a teenager and, you know, you just hear things because they blast their radios no matter what they're listening to.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I'm like, okay, hey, open your door so I can hear that a little bit better. And I don't do that very often, but yeah. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the things I really carry with me that E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher said was get a reward for your pain. Like, don't let a good tragedy go to waste. Because, you know, as in life, you're going to go through things, you know. But if you're going to go through the pain, get something forward. Like, come out better. You know, pressure makes diamonds or it busts pipes. You know, so try to be a diamond. Get pipes out of it. So that's something I always carry with me. Because I never really heard anybody say that before. Like, get a reward for your pain. Like, don't let a good tragedy go to waste. You know, I'm like, hey, I might as well get something out of this.
Right. Like, what is this trying to teach me?
Exactly.
Because no matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, there is a purpose. And if you don't know what it is on the other side, then you did. You wasted it. You went through it for nothing. Mm-hmm. And if you're hard-headed like me, the Lord's going to put you through it again until
exactly.
You learn it.
So I'm not trying to go through three of the same tragedies.
Be like, Lord, show me now. Show me now. So how do you measure success in your space, in what you're doing? At the end of the day, you're like, this was a successful day.
So this was one of the things that I struggled with, but one of the monumental things that kind of helped me with my mindset was the first thing is I'm looking at what I'm trying to accomplish for the year. Well, you know, at least 5 years from now, but that's fluid goals. Let's just start with the year. So let's say this is a year I'm trying to do $150,000 in revenue. Not saying that everything I do is about the money, but at the end of the year, you know, there's a reason I put that $150,000, you know, right there. Whether it's that's what I need to live off of to stay full time to my business and be able to support my team and then be able to pour into the community, whatever reason I have that goal. And then now in my business, I'm looking at, okay, I need a certain amount of money. So that means this is where our milestones need to be. And so that means, let's say in August, if I'm only halfway there, I need to pump up something or, you know, or even if I'm on track to hit the goal, I know that everything we're doing is right. And so I'm looking at what I'm trying to accomplish for the year and just kind of break down my milestones from there. And that kind of helps me with social media, with just all the other different marketing channels, because marketing has this trick that it plays on you that you feel like you need to be everywhere at once on every single platform, and you're going to go crazy, and you're probably not going to be consistent, because especially if you're like me, I really don't have anybody help me on the marketing side. So I'm doing everything myself, and that's just, it's not possible.
Yeah. Online marketing by itself is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Like, tragically full-time job.
Yeah.
And being able to be everywhere all the time, that consistency that you're talking about is definitely going to just tank.
Right.
Because you can't sustain that. But being smart with your content and reusing it across mm-hmm. all the platforms, I actually was watching a podcast the other day, and I don't remember who it was, but he was like, you can have this many followers, but anytime you post something, this many of them are going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to repost that 3, 4, 5 times. People need to be sick of seeing that content.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you're done using it.
Oh, yeah. That's my rule of thumb. I rather overuse and overpromote than underpromote, because the differences are big. You know, if you underpromote, you're not reaching the potential. Overpromote, the most people going to do is just ignore what you say, or, you know, like, there's really no true downsides to that.
So I know you've done a lot of work down in Starkville, because you were talking about your project with Mississippi State. So what are some things that you've been able to do through that stuff down there that's allowed you to be able to connect with the community a little bit more and give back?
And so one thing that we've been able to do is really increase the marketing and social media workshops that we do. And so I went down to Starkville to help the Entrepreneurship Center start a new co-working space, a space to where entrepreneurs can have office space, whether they need their own private office or just a space kind of like you're in a coffee house, you know, working. And so one thing we've been able to do is offer more free social media workshops, but also connect with the university and offer marketing help to business students, you know, giving them the real on what it's like to market in the real world. How do you be successful in the real world? You know, work ethic. What are people really looking for? And honestly, when you think about it as a marketer, no matter what field, whether you create animation, social media, their marketing director, there is only one goal that you have, is to help them bring in more customers. That's the end of the line right there. And then everything else is milestones. And so we've been able to really connect and just offer more information out in the community, whether it's business owners or college students or anybody in between.
So of all of the people that you're interacting with and able to talk to these budding entrepreneurs and people in, you know, getting their business degrees, what is one nugget of just knowledge, of recommendations that you wish somebody had just instilled in you and told you when you were first getting started? Something you wish you knew that you can tell to every entrepreneur out there in the world watching right now.
So this isn't something that I wish someone had told me, because I feel like it's something I had, but it's something I see a lot. Never be afraid to try. And it's kind of like what we're talking about earlier. Never be afraid to try. I don't care if you fail 100 times. There's no record above your head that says 0 in 100. Like, there's just not that. So whether it's sales, marketing, social media, what is a new idea you want to try, just try it. Just go for it. Like, and that's something I wish I can instill in every business owner, because I see a lot of business owners with potential, but they just don't try for, you know, like whatever fears we have in our head. And I just want to tell them, just do it. Because, for example, I give out a lot of free marketing information. Like, a lot of people call me. I'll talk to them. I'll break down the game for them. I'll be like, all right, so you want to get, I ask them how many customers you need to get. For one, they really don't know. And it's like, okay, hey, how much do you need to make this year? And they say, all right, you got a finish line now. I'll give them the sales process. All right, you need to turn a stranger into a consistent customer. They're like, okay, cool. And I was like, all right, find a way to execute. They're like, cool. Talk to them like a month later. I haven't done none of that stuff. I just don't like the way I look on camera. And this is stuff, the information I just gave you, that's something that a lot of marketers will charge you $1,500, $2,500 just to get. And that's also been one of my things. Like, I don't feel like people respect free information. They don't think it's valuable. But that's neither here nor there. But I just wish that they would try, because they don't know how much is taking one step closer, or even how much failing will take them. Like, a lot of things, about 90% of things I learned in business. I'm still young. I'm 28. But a lot of things that I learned in business, a lot of things that I learned in business were from failures, were from experience. My first 2 months in entrepreneurship, I joined Facebook groups to put my business out there. And I did $8,000 in sales off 2 months. And I didn't know what I was doing. But now Facebook groups is still a big part of my marketing, because it's a great way to get in front of people. I never would have known that if I just would have tried. And there were 28,000 people in these one Facebook group. I was the only one that was like pushing content every day. Like, everybody's like a little timid. So that's just one thing I wish I can put into each business owner. Even if you don't own a business, like if you work one, don't be like, just try, just do something towards the area you're uncomfortable with, because everybody does something, but absolutely, they always want to grow. So find one area that you feel like you need to improve in, or that you want to expand in, and just do it. Just throw caution to the wind and just say, whatever happens, happens.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing I wish I could push into every single business person.
I know that was something that I struggled with personally, is realizing the fact that, okay, so I used to work in direct sales,
right,
like forever, for years. And after about that fifth or sixth cold call, and I've heard no multiple ways, I'm like, okay, I can't be told no eighth time. Well, the person on the other end of that phone doesn't know that they are the eighth person. They don't know that they are the eighth person that's going to tell me no or not. And that person that I decided not to call could have been my first yes. And it took so much work and effort to reprogram my brain to realize that I've got to shut down, throw that to the side, and be like, okay, so this is my first yes when I make that call. Go into it saying, this is my first yes. This isn't going to be my seventh no.
Yeah.
And it just, that makes a world of difference. It really, really does.
It
now, I'm tremendously older than you, and it took me a lot longer to get there than it did you. So I love that for you. But you're a baby.
I am. I hear that a lot. But one thing in sales, a lot of people don't realize, even in business, you can get 200 no's. It only takes a few yeses. Like, so I always tell my little marketers, I was like, I challenge you to get 100 no's. You know what? I challenge y'all, America. You know, go out and get 100 no's. I dare you to go. Like, if you had that mindset, I'm going to get 100 no's, I guarantee you, you're going to be a different person after the 100 no. And I guarantee you, you're probably going to get like five yeses, and that's going to change your whole month.
Absolutely.
Right there. So that's one challenge I put out for everybody. I'm gonna see who takes that challenge.
There you go.
I'm gonna see who takes that challenge.
All right. I've got a couple of events coming up. I've got some sponsorship opportunities for the end of the year. So I'm gonna go get me 100 no's.
100 no's.
Absolutely.
I dare you. I dare you to come back to me and say, I got my 100 no's.
Right. But I also got like 25 yeses. And TJ, I got you to thank for
exactly.
it. I love it.
Exactly.
So we finish out the podcast every episode with asking our guest, what is something that has been a benefit of being a part of the chamber, something that you have gained personally or professionally that has made an impact on you?
I say networking and support. And the two reasons those go together. For one, I have been a part of a lot of chambers. Y'all are the most personable and really care about the businesses that I've been a part of. And as far as chambers I've been a part of. And the networking, I say, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what people have as far as what chambers are supposed to do. I guess they sometimes may sign up and expect, you know, they get customers or the chamber's supposed to send them customers. But really, as a business owner, I already knew I want to go into this looking for opportunity. You know, what are opportunities for me to network with somebody, get out of my comfort zone, get out, shake hands with new people, get out and be around fellow like-minded entrepreneurs. You just want the opportunity because that's something that's very hard to find in business.
Absolutely.
Nothing is given. Like if there was an organization that told me that, hey, you sign up with us, we're going to get you 100 customers, I would not believe them. Because, like there's, like, you know, in business, you get what you pay for, you know, and there's nothing that comes easy. And even though I'm 28, I've been in the business world for 8 or 9 years. Anytime something seemed like it was too good to be true, it most definitely was.
Is.
But the opportunities, those are just as hard to get right there. And you all provide businesses opportunities to network, get their business out there in front of new people, which is one of the main things. And then the support, or again, being around fellow like-minded entrepreneurs that are going through the same things that you're going through. You can bounce ideas off each other. You may even find a collaborator to kind of partner with, help with your business. Kind of like I'm thinking about like Angela Kidd and Bryce. They work well together.
Absolutely.
And you see them out and they push each other. And so just partnerships like that and just seeing that and being able to form my own partnerships and relationships have been very helpful.
And that's a great example. I love the reference to them and their business because they are in the same market. They do exactly the same thing, but they are the first ones to tell you we're not competitors. There is no such thing as competition because what God has for me is going to be mine and nobody can take what God has for me. And they share that space and build each other up very well. And I love that. And I love that we as a chamber are able to be that connection and to do that. That is, you know, Debbie's favorite phrase is a rising tide raises all boats. And I believe it. I believe it because I've seen it so many times. And I'm so thankful that we have you as a part of our chamber family and that we're getting to watch you just explode with this amazing, unique opportunity and that you're able to help so many businesses, including the chamber, to be able to tell our story, explain our message, and to just just take business to a whole nother level. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're so glad we had you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Now, guys, you need to go like and subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode, because a lot of y'all are watching, but I need some more clicks. So go subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, and we can't wait to see you next time. Have a great afternoon. Bye, guys. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.net to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.